K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PBBD Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. You hear my voice, you know I got a deal coming for you right now, recording this on this hot late afternoon in July 12th, 2023. I had a brain fart there for a second there. July 12th, 2023, baseball, post-baseball here. Major League Baseball draft took place over the last couple of days, and we've had a couple of K-Staters get drafted. And we're going to have another one down the pipe here this week, but we're going to start off here focusing on this particular daily with shortstop Nick Goodwin. He was selected by the Toronto Blue Jays in the seventh round of the 2023 Major League Baseball draft back on Monday. The three-time All-Big 12 honorable mention selection, Nick is the first Wildcat taken and was, at that moment in time, was the first Wildcat taken in this year's draft. Six K-State top 10 draft pick in the last five seasons. It's impressive. It's impressive coming from, obviously, a team that's had their ups and downs over the last several years until finally this past year, K-State put together a heck of a year. Again, should have made regionals, but again, we've already went down that road many times before. I'm not going to go down that road too much right there. It marks the first time since 2002 in which the Blue Jays selected a Wildcat. Nick Goodwin becomes just the second K-State player in history picked by the organization, joining Pat Maloney in three seasons at K-State. The OP native, Overland Park, Kansas, started all 173 games at shortstop since taking the field back in 2021. Goodwin totaled also 33 bombs, home runs, as he produced double-figure blasts during each season. The 2021 Collegiate Baseball Freshman All-American Nick Goodwin was named a Brooks Wallace Award semifinalist by College Baseball Foundation, which honors the tops, the nation's top shortstop. Goodwin finished this past year with a team-leading 17 multi-RBI games, generating multiple hits in 17 contests as he hit 285 with a 394 slugging percentage and a 511 base percentage there. 10 doubles, 2 triples, 12 home runs. He was second on the team in home runs as home runs and runs batted in with a career-high 57 there as well. And now I might as well just go ahead and total it up for you. Pete Hughes now, in his 26th head coach career, manager, whether it's K-State or other stops he's been, LSU, 85 now under the helm of Pete Hughes there as well. So Nick Goodwin, congrats to him. Overland Park, I see you out there. Seventh round in a pick 214. Like I said, we'll have a separate daily on Brady Day, which relates to my team. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there as well. So a lot going on there as well. Congratulations on that front. And we had a lot going on here the past couple days, and we're going to get you caught up on that. And that was my cue to listen to that and get on top of that. So you're going to be getting dailies here throughout the next couple of days, if I can get to the mic here. Like I said, it's been a super busy day today, so I was able to come on to the mic here for a little bit before going back to wrap this busy day with youth group stuff at Crestview. So again, congratulations to Nick Goodwin going to the Toronto Blue Jays at pick 214, the seventh round of the Major League Baseball draft here in 2023. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. I posted the latest weekly episode, race recap episode 166. Catch that there. Me and Alex a couple weeks ago did episode 165. Check that out wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple Podcasts. We have a lot of listeners on that, so appreciate you on that. Spotify, we're on that as well. iHeartRadio and several more other platforms as well. We are going to be slowly with the volleyball season right around the corner, as well as soccer. Get you going with these dailies here. It might be every other day. And you've noticed here, there's been a daily every weekend So far, so we're going to keep that. I'm telling you, we're the only K-State podcast that will post daily content. So we're going to be picking that back up here. That's my cue to hop on here and see what's going on. So there's a lot more going on than just football, obviously, as that's going to be around the corner. And guys, I will leave you with this, K-State Nation. You guys are in for a treat on this week's podcast. You're going to basically get two weeklies this week. Get the race recap in 167 of a Pearl Project Podcast special episode. You don't want to miss this, folks. I'm geeking out about it. You do not want to miss this, so that is your cue. I'll probably have this up tomorrow morning sometime. So I'm going to get this out, get this going tomorrow morning. And you guys are in for a treat this week as well, part of the podcast. So, yeah, you might want to subscribe right now. But we're going to leave it just like that. Going to put a pin on it for now. Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast in the books. Appreciate you again. Make sure to tell a fellow friend, a K-State fan, a big K-State fan or alumni about this podcast. It definitely helps us out. Not only that, but it helps others reach this podcast. So definitely start getting the word out, folks, as we approach a new athletic calendar year here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it for right now. Appreciate you. Go Cats. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.